think the fact that we have a 10% uptake so far is extremely concerning. I think the public in Aberdeen won't necessarily be surprised at the level of uptake, but they'll be shocked at the fact that this administration is continuing to plug this project as a success when it's clear that it's not going to be, and it's going to cost this city millions of pounds in the long run. And nobody wants to gloat about the fact that we did oppose this building. We said this would happen, and it looks like it's going to be an overwhelming failure. That's not a good thing for this city, though, because it's going to cost us money. And in the long run, given the state of public finances, we need to be in a situation whereby Aberdeen is not throwing cash down a drain. And it looks like we're going to be in that situation going forward.
What might the consequences be for taxpayers if the occupancy can't go up?
Yeah, well, we know that over the coming years, there will be a multi-million pounds deficit to the council if there's not people within that building. That's well known. It's something which could impact upon frontline services in the years to come, particularly as budgets become more stretched, and the people of Aberdeen will rightly be concerned about that.